Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Join us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat producers through the Oklahoma Wheat Commission actively support the wheat breeding efforts of the Wheat Improvement Team at Oklahoma State University and wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver. Dr. Carver has a vision of helping wheat producers succeed not just as grain producers, but also as food crop producers.
Exactly. Yeah, this is the prize food of human civilization. It's what got us started. And that's the way we need to approach it from a plant breeding standpoint. Let's not just think about yield, test weight, and protein. We'll do that. But let's be a little bit more sophisticated and give this food crop the attention it deserves and bring out the best qualities of it. I mean, there's a lot of good qualities in the wheat germ, bioactive compounds that help us in our health and nutrition. There's things in the bran. Those are kind of that's the frontier where I think we are approaching, if not in, to address conventional wheat breeding.
Learn more about how the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer at okwheat.org.
Well, today's cattle futures market were lower across the board. We had feeder cattle $1.20 to $1.70 lower. September's down $1.70 here at $138.42. That was 90 cents off of their low. The disappointing thing for the cattle futures, both feeder cattle and live cattle, not only were they down today, but they also reached the lowest levels since the beginning of July. It looks like on both live cattle and feeder cattle. So on the front end anyway. So that's disappointing. We're also below the 20 and 50 day moving averages on the September and October. The two averages haven't crossed yet, so some people would say we're still maybe in a neutral trend, but we are below those. The 50% retracement from the low back in April on both feeder cattle and live cattle to now, it would be somewhere around 96 cents on the October's live cattle, and then somewhere around 131 or so in the September feeder cattle. So there's still some room for the downside here. The hogs, on the other hand, today finished slightly higher, with December up 92 at 56.70. They are actually above the moving averages, so the hogs are going a different direction. Bucks beef at midday, choice was down $1.11 at $227.23. Select up 19 at $214.94. The kill today was 117,000 head.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, today's grains, corn was unchanged to a penny higher and put December up a quarter at 358 and a quarter. The beans were up 8 in November at 962 and three quarters, and they closed near their highs actually on the day. So that was a pretty good sight there for the November beans. Technically speaking, on the November beans, they are continuing to rally here. They've been in a really strong uptrend going back to about August the 7th. The low that day was 866, so almost a dollar in less than a month. That's a really good rally, and I think that a large reason is because the U.S. dollar's gotten cheaper, the export market has been good, and the dry weather and then the storm system has really been beneficial to prices. Maybe not so beneficial to the crop, but beneficial to prices. The corn has also been in an uptrend, although not as strong as what we've seen in the beans. And then the Kansas City wheat today was down. Unfortunately, December Kansas City wheat was down about a nickel at 480 and a half. The technicals there, similar to the corn and beans, they've been rallying since the first part of August. 420 was the low back on August 7th for December Kansas City wheat. And today we closed at about 480. So that was, what, a 60-cent rally.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.